Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having Bob McTeer, Dr. Robert McTeer, back on the show. He's a distinguished fellow with the National Center for Policy Analysis, former chancellor of the Texas A&M University System, former president and CEO of the Dallas Fed, former member of the Federal Open Market Committee, which is meeting today, yesterday and today, and having arguably, perhaps one of the, maybe the biggest meeting, the most important meeting of the last 10 years. We'll see what Bob has to say about that. Bob McTeer, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Good to be back.
It's good to have you back. Bob, before we get into that, I want to talk about the Fed, but I want to do that in the next segment. In the first segment, I want you to talk to us a little bit about what you think happened yesterday. I'm pretty sure you know that we had an election yesterday, and I know you kept up with what happened and everything. And what do you take away from the fact that the people sent Washington, and I mean Republicans and Democrats, a message? What do you think?
Well, I think they got set up with an elitist attitude in Washington that says Washington knows best, a Washington that would pass a lot of huge, expensive legislation, knowing that the people, by and large, were against it. They refused to take incremental steps.
Even though the polls, intermediate polls, told them that people weren't just sort of lukewarm against it. They weren't very much against it.
Yeah, but we people don't know what's good for us. And in Washington, they know what's good for us. And I think that's what people were reacting against, this attitude. I'm grateful for the Tea Party coming along and energizing fiscal conservatives and conservatives of other kinds. I'm grateful. On the other hand, it bothers me a little bit that they don't have all the answers right. They have the big picture right. They want smaller government. They want smaller deficits. They want less activism.
More market solutions.
On the other hand, you know, they think that bailouts of Wall Street were the worst thing in the world. Well, the banking system was saved by TARP, which earned a profit in the process.
Right.
The Fed did a marvelous job of rescuing the financial system and earned a profit in the process.
And the Tea Party leaders are not Fed fans, are they?
They are not. You know,
maybe not the rank and file.
Populism has always been anti-Fed because it's anti-establishment, and the Fed sort of represents the establishment. Mm-hmm. And that's true on the left and the right, apparently. You know, Ron Paul has a book.
Congressman, not the senator, but the new senator, but his father, the congressman from Texas.
The senator's daddy, yeah. Mm-hmm. The presidential candidate, and a very nice guy.
And a smart guy.
Smart guy. He has read Austrian economics, and it's not like he's just coming up with these ideas on his own. They are intellectually based, but I don't agree with all of them. I think it's not.
But isn't that why we have
the Fed and going back to the gold standard?
Isn't that why we have this amalgam of checks and balances that we have? I mean, the parties, the houses, the branches, you know, the laws, the regulations, the Constitution. I mean, isn't that, Bob? In the previous hour, I took a segment and just said, let's go up to 30,000 feet and look down on what happened. Let's all of us look down, not just Republicans or Democrats, but everybody, both parties, all walks of life and political philosophy. Let's look down on this experiment that happened yesterday and just be grateful for America having this, regardless of whether you were happy about the results. You got to be happy about what happens in what happened in America yesterday, Bob.
Obviously, and when I point out a few little flies in the ointment, I don't mean to suggest that what
right.
happened yesterday wasn't wonderful. I think it was a very good thing on balance, even though there were a couple of babies thrown out with the bathwater.
Right, exactly. Bob, hold that. By the way, the website, your website is bobmctier.com, right?
Right.
And also ncpa.org, which is an organization, the National Center for Policy Analysis, that Bob is affiliated with, an outstanding organization. Bob and I will come right back. Folks, this QE thing, quantitative easing, not the queen, not the ship, QE, something else now, we call it. And there's something called QE2 that's being proposed, and they're discussing even as we speak. And I want to get Bob to talk to us about that and what that means for the future. 20 till the hour. Stay with me. I see you burning.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.